Chapter 7. Like a titan falling through the clouds to Earth, the chrono had struck zero. The timer redlined in the retinal display of every world eater on Genna, striking each of them as deeply as any bolter or blade. Across thousands of transhuman warriors, a single thought pervaded every mind. They had failed. Major bit down until blood dribbled down his chin. Sprawled legless at his feet, Agenon stared up at him with the same uncanny innocence as all the rest. It was smiling softly, even with half its face burned away, as though they had not spent the last hours turning the earth to a quagmire with each other's blood. Sense fled from Major, overtaken by rage. He forgot his axe and his serpenta and hurled his fists down into that smile. He kept swinging until his visor was drenched in yellow blood, until he had punched a crater into the charred ground with the shards of the Genon's head crushed into the bottom.
Centurion!
Major whirled around at the voice. It was Astakos. Venerable, indomitable Astakos. Major felt the rage crumble into something cold and ashen in his chest as his brothers pulled him to his feet.
It is over, said the standard-bearer.
Stooping to recover his weapons, Major's brothers offered them back to their centurion. Taking them, Major roared, firing another blast from his serpenta that vaporized a swathe of Genons still standing before the gates. Astakos grabbed Major by the collar, hauling him back around until they were face to face.
It is over, he repeated, his voice like steel. We have to go back now.
Major placed a hand on Astakos's arm, and the veteran released him. He turned to look at his brothers, their weapons blunted and broken, their armor yellowed with gore. They would have to trudge close to knee-deep through the dead on their way back, and amidst the sea of prismatic robes, he saw the white ceramite of their own standing out like pearls. He'd had no contact with the 18th's apothecaries since the battle had escalated. Major had no idea how high the tally of fallen world-eaters had reached, or if any of their genetic legacies had been recovered.
"Assemble the company," he said finally. "We will return together, as one."
The order rippled out across the 12th, over the Legion-wide Vox channel. Brothers pulled each other back from the killing, supporting those wounded who were able to walk, and carrying those who were not. Centurions marshalled and rallied their companies by squads, and, forming a bloodied reflection of the force that had taken to the surface 31 hours before, they disengaged. The moment the world-eaters broke off their attack, the Genons halted their own advance to meet them. The multitude of tranquil faces did not pursue the Space Marines, nor did they spare a glance to the countless of their dead that carpeted the ground 3 or 4 bodies deep. They simply stood together before their city, silent and serene, watching as the Eaters of Worlds retired from the battlefield. The Legion made the trek back to their collection point, filing into gunships and landers and helping each other aboard. At the foot of his Stormbird, Major knelt down. He dug his fingers into the earth, drawing out a handful of Genna's dark soil. Major stared at it for a long moment, before pouring it into a pouch and hanging it at his belt. Without another look back, Major climbed up the Stormbird's assault ramp. The gunship lifted into the air, rising to join the others, as the world-eaters returned to orbit to account for what they had done. And what they had failed to do.